Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm, and I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Is this Charles Batchelor?
Yes.
Okay. And first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Yes, I'm more than certain I'll vote.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
1958.
Thank you. Now, what is your race?
Race?
Race.
African American.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten pretty seriously on the wrong track?
I'm kind of in between.
Okay. Now, how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Basically in between.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that you're very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 is very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one is Tammy Murphy.
Never heard of that person.
Okay. Andre, say it.
100.
Thank you. Shabana Sumter.
100? Yes.
Andy Kim.
Not familiar with that name.
Bill Prassel.
100.
Thank you. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Bill Prassel is doing as your member of the Congress?
100. Approve.
Would you approve strongly or somewhat? Approve.
Strongly.
Thank you. Would you say Bill Prassel deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for the Congress?
I agree strongly.
Bill Prassel or someone else?
Bill Crasquel.
Thank you. If the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, and Bob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Tammy Murphy.
Thank you. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Prassel, Andre Zaje, or Shavonda Sumter, for whom would you vote?
Shavonda Sumter.
Thank you. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Prassel and Andre Zaje, for whom would you vote?
Andre Zaje.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if this statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate for Congress. Bill Prassel is a New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors, and he has used his position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American worker. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to vote for him?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Andres Diaz has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Syed has secured over $1 billion in new state investments for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or a little more likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And the last one is Shabanda Sumter is a state assemblywoman and staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing Black maternal and infant mortality. In recent, the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 8,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Much more likely, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Much more likely.
Thank you. After hearing this information, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Castle, Andre Sabe, and Shabonda Sumter, for whom would you vote?
Shabonda Sumter.
Okay, and I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate. Shabonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gotten worse, and our kids' schools continue to suffer. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Not less likely.
Okay. With Andres Dade as a mayor, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control. And due to Sade's lack of leadership, New Jersey Attorney General was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department.
Not less likely.
Okay. Bill Castle, 87 years old and has been in Congress for at least 26 years. Castle is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress.
Not less likely.
Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinian civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Castle has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel bombing campaign and permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine.
Not less likely.
Thank you. After hearing this information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Castle, Andres Dade, and Shabonda Sumter, for whom would you vote?
Shabonda Sumter.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Castle and Andres Dade, for whom would you vote?
Andres Dade.
Okay, The following questions are for statistical purposes only. Do you consider yourself very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Moderate?
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. What is your religious background? Catholic.
Christian.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
Neither one.
Okay. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
Charlie.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.